Into the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz. I'm Madeline Burke, joined this week by Giants wide receiver Ed Egan. Ed, thanks for joining us today.
All right, thanks for having me.
It's a cold day out here in Jersey, quite chilly. Yeah. How are you feeling?
It's a little blurry.
Yeah, a little dreary. Got a little sniffle, but we're fighting through it. Make sure to ask questions in the comment section. Let us know what you want to know about Ed. First of all, you're from Louisiana, right? And
right.
you grew up with Odell as well, correct?
Yes.
How were you guys as kids? You guys were close? You guys were friends?
Yeah, we were good friends. We both lived uptown, New Orleans, and, hung out, played a lot of sports.
Okay. How did you first meet, or what are your early football memories?
Early football memories? I was about 6 years old, played on a team called the Vikings. I was a quarterback. Just that memory of just how football really, just the nerves you get, like, I still get that, so
yeah,
I'm blessed for that.
Now, did you ever think that you and your childhood friend would be on the same NFL team at some point? Here you are, the Giants, with the kid you grew up with.
You know, we talked about it, but it's crazy that it happened.
All right. Now, you played quarterback as a kid. How did you transition to wide receiver, or what's your favorite position to play?
Favorite position? Well, being back at punt return is like my comfort zone.
Okay.
I love that, I always have. But, receiver is something that I'm just continuing to learn and, like, improve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, really fun.
Now, when you return a punt, like, what is it? What do you see, and what do you want to see to know the difference between, okay, this is one that I'm going to have to fair catch, and this is one that I'm gonna give it a run?
Well, it's more of like a feel thing, because you can't concentrate on the defenders and the ball at the same time. So
sure.
You have to look at the ball and kind of feel them coming, and
And just kind of take it from there.
Take it from there.
All right. Doug wants to know, who is your favorite teammate?
Favorite teammate? Well, Eli is, he's Eli. So, like, he's always there. And, he's more of like a coach. But, like, I'm honored to have him as a teammate. So.
Mm-hmm. He's a coach. And, like, I hear, he's so wise and has been around this game for so long. And has a lot of really good information to give, especially to a guy like you in that position, in the receiver position. What's the most memorable thing Eli said to you that you've really kind of learned from?
He motivates me all the time, inspires me all the time with stuff he says.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really pick one thing, but just every day, being around him.
All right. What do you like to do in your spare time when you're not on the football field, when you're not at practice?
I like to have fun, like hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I like to read.
Ooh. What's the last book you read?
The last book I read was a Tony Robbins book.
All right. What book?
Awaken the Giant Within.
All right. Our very own Emma Capitan is a big Tony Robbins fan. So you gotta chat with her about that as well. He's kind of got some really good advice too. I mean, I heard Tony Robbins likes to take a cold shower every morning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you go by those tactics?
I do. A lot of stuff he says is good.
All right.
I experiment with some of this stuff.
All right. I don't know about you, but if I wake up in the morning and take a cold shower, I am not excited about that.
Well, not right now. Not right now.
Especially in this weather out here.
Yeah.
All right. Paul wants to know, how do you like New York so far?
I like it. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the city that much, but I like it. I like Jersey, too.
Mm-hmm. Pretty focused on the game, the task at hand, I'm sure. But
you gotta get
out in a little bit and explore.
Bit.
Ryan wants to know, what is your pregame ritual?
I like to have a power bar.
Ooh, what flavor?
Either vanilla or peanut butter.
That's a good one.
And music. I'll kind of get in my zone. Get away from everyone a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, have my music ready, have my pregame, do my footwork, and catch some balls and ready to go.
All right. Now, you went to Northwestern State, and you had some career, you hold some career records there. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you feel about being somebody who's like on the wall, essentially, on the wall of fame at your college?
Well, it's good. I'm blessed to, you know, have everything work out in college for me, and, you know, now I'm here, so, you know, I have a lot of love for Northwestern State, and mm-hmm. I'll continue to, you know, help them. And
now, you do a lot of the return game with the Giants, but your very first college career was, what, an 82-yard kick return as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, freshman year.
Do you have a memory of that and, like, what you saw there that you're like, this is it, I'm going to run this back and I'm going to see this gap?
Yeah, I do. It just kind of happened.
How do you remember it? What do you remember about that?
I just remember a hole making somebody miss and running.
Just going for it. That's all. I mean, that's all you want to do, right? Just get there. Ed, thank you so much for joining us in the Players Lounge this week. It's been a blast.
Yes.
With Ed Egan, I'm Madeline Burke. Continue to check out the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz each week here on Facebook Live.